Welcome to chapter 14. Your voice was always a point. So take a breath, because you did it. You turned your dream into a book. Let that sink in before rushing to the next goal. Enjoy this moment, because in many ways it is like birthing a child. Not in the physical sense, but more in that emotional process of we've had this idea for a long time, and now here it is in our hands. So it's a beautiful thing. Because you're an author not because you sold a book, but because you created one. You gave language to what others couldn't yet say. And yes, your words carry weight. They may reach someone on the worst or best day of their life. They might start a ripple you'll never see, but that doesn't make smaller. And you have created a legacy that now we will live beyond you, way into the future that we can't even imagine the number of lives it will touch. Because publishing isn't closure, it's ignition. Your message now has legs. It will walk into rooms that you'll never enter, but it will also open doors that might have been closed to you before. It will give you an added layer of credibility, authority, and confidence as you move through the world. So I'm going to encourage you to own your voice. Read a favorite line from your manuscript out loud. Hear the truth in it. And look at it as a reader. Enjoy, admire, feel proud of those words. Because that's someone who stopped waiting for permission and gone on to write the book and send it out into the wild. And you also want to honor the process, right? Because there are points in it where all this chaos, how do we wrangle all this content to now coming out in an end product where there's clarity. And I've said it multiple times, but this process shapes you as much as you shape the book. So there's something to be celebrated in that journey for both you and the book. Because every time your story is read, heard, or repeated, its reach expands. And that's something as individuals is harder to do, but our book can do that. In an astounding way, because books are echoes that keep speaking. And this is just one chapter of a much larger story. Your next book, post, or talk will deepen the message. This just gives so much depth to your story and your message. And realize there are other people where you were a few months ago, right? Staring at a blank screen, or doubting, or thinking, I got all this content, I don't know what to do with it. I want to write a book, I don't know how to write a book. It sounds grueling, it sounds painful. Now you know that all those doubts you had were just that, were doubts and misbeliefs. And your transparency can light the path for others. So invite them in, encourage them to move forward on their book, dreams of a book. And I'd invite you to pause for a moment and ask, What truth do I trust now that I didn't before writing this book? And what does my message want to become next? Because the next story is probably already knocking on your door. Your message does matter. Your story is your strategy. You've proven that your voice can move mountains. One word, one reader, one ripple at a time. We're excited to see where it leads next for you. And if you would like to join us, we'd love to help you in the writing process.